Morning Watch, Chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, The Kernel of the Bible, Week 3, The Likeness of the Death and Resurrection of Christ. Monday, Related Verses, Romans 6, verse 3. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Romans 8, verses 1 through 2. There is now then no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 45 and 47. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Verse 47. The first man is out of the earth, earthy. The second man is out of heaven. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Exodus 14, verses 13 and 28. But Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand firm, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you will see no more again forever. Verse 28. And as the waters returned, they covered the chariots and the horsemen, even all the army of Pharaoh that went in after them into the sea. Not even one of them was left. Related reading. The believers have been baptized into Christ, even into his death. Baptism is not a form or a ritual. It signifies our identification with Christ. Through baptism, we are immersed into Christ, taking him as our realm, that we may be united with him as one in his death and resurrection. Romans 6, verse 3, which speaks of our having been baptized into Christ, is the strongest support for the thought of the organic union in Christ, the organic union we have with Christ. We can never enjoy and experience Christ without being baptized into Christ. We were born in one person, Adam, but when we believed and were baptized, we entered into another person, Christ. By being baptized into Christ, we entered into Christ and became a part of him. Baptism, therefore, is an extremely significant experience, for in it a transfer takes place. We have been baptized out of one realm, one sphere, into another realm, another sphere, that is, out of Adam, the first man, into Christ, the second man. Christ is a realm, a sphere, into which we have been baptized. Now we are in him, he is our enjoyment, and he is the very one whom we can experience. We should praise the Lord that we have been baptized into Christ. Although we were born in Adam, by baptism we have been identified with Christ in his death and resurrection. Through death and resurrection, Christ was transfigured from the flesh into the spirit. Likewise, through identification with Christ in his death and resurrection, we have been transferred out of Adam into Christ. When we were baptized into Christ, we were transferred from being a part of Adam into being a part of Christ. Now we are no longer in Adam, we are absolutely in Christ. On the one hand, we have been baptized into Christ's person. On the other hand, we have been baptized into his death. His death has separated us from the world and the satanic power of darkness and has terminated our natural life, our old nature, our self, our flesh, and even our entire history. It is significant that in Romans 6 verse 3, Paul says that we have been baptized not into Christ's resurrection, but into his death. The fact that we are baptized into Christ and into his death indicates that Christ and his death are one. The resurrection of Christ carries the element of his effective death. Thus, when a believer is baptized into Christ, he is spontaneously baptized into the death of Christ. It is impossible to separate Christ's death from Christ himself. The being of the resurrected Christ includes the element of his effective death. The effectiveness of Christ's death is one of the ingredients of his all-inclusive being. Therefore, to be baptized into Christ is to be baptized into his death. There is a tremendous difference between death in Adam and the death of Christ. We loathe death in Adam. Christ's death is dear and lovable, and we may abide restfully in it. How wonderful that a believer baptized into the all-inclusive Christ is also placed into the death of Christ. In the words of a hymn written by A.B. Simpson, "It is so sweet to die with Christ. Rest and victory are found in Christ's death." Every candidate for baptism is a person in the process of dying. Through baptism, such a person is put to death. Having been identified with Christ in his death, he is immersed in water and is buried. Through baptism, he enters into the actual experience of death with Christ.